just cause I love my niggas. Rough Riders. Rough Riders. I shed blood for my niggas. Let a nigga holler where my niggas.
Get down or lay.
All I wanna hear is right here, my nigga. You won't take this from me, baby. You will not take this from me, baby. You know,
my niggas.
Some niggas that you don't wanna try,
my niggas.
Some niggas just really do or die,
my niggas.
We'll have you cowards ready to cry,
my niggas.
We'll fry,
my niggas.
We'll rob,
my niggas.
Keep niggas on they fucking job,
my niggas.
Know what it's like when shit getting hard,
my niggas.
Stay pulling you other niggas' cars,
my niggas.
It's God,
my niggas.
We'll shine,
my niggas.
Just knew it was a matter of time,
my niggas.
Let me know to keep fucking with the rhymes,
my niggas.
Ain't no longer living with crime,
my niggas.
It's fine,
my niggas.
It's good,
my niggas.
Keep you niggas knocking on wood,
my niggas.
Know how to take it back to the hood,
my niggas.
We'll put you down right where you stood,
my niggas.
They could,
my niggas.
They will,
my niggas.
Take it straight to the back and get ill,
my niggas.
Give it straight to the back when we kill,
my niggas.
Put niggas on ice so they chill,
my niggas.
It's still,
my niggas.
It's dogs,
my niggas.
Take it back to the hood,
my niggas.
We'll put you down right where you stood,
my niggas.
They could,
my niggas.
They will,
my niggas.
Take it straight to the back and get ill,
my niggas.
Give it straight to the back when we kill,
my niggas.
Put niggas on ice so they chill,
my niggas.
It's still,
my niggas.
It's dogs, my niggas.
All right, here we go once again, man. Y'all know who this is, man. It's the Fat Mac, Almighty 3XL, coming at you live and direct, baby, from the Max City Limits, MaxCity.com, and the Max City Chronicles, man. Oh, there's been so much shit that's been going on, man, going down, man. My life is just fuck. I mean, it's not a boring fucking second in my life, man. You know what I mean? Just all kind of crazy shit going down, man. And I mean, case in point, man, I just come from LaDonna's crib, man. She called me up, man. She wanted to fucking... I mean, basically, nigga, she wanted to make a little bit of cheese, man, and... I get to the crib and her lesbian lover is there. She basically tells her lesbian lover that she gotta get the fuck out the house because she about to motherfucking do a gig and shit. Now the lesbian lover thinks that she just gonna take some pictures, but man, fuck that, nigga. That shit, I'm about to bone this motherfucking female. Fuck that, man. Yeah, I'm about to bone this motherfucker. So I get over there, the lesbian lover gets kicked out. I tell LaDonna, I'm like, is your girl gonna come back before I'm done? She like, nah, she know better than that. She ain't gonna come back. Make a long story short, motherfucker. Shit, I'm in there. I'm hitting it, tapping it doggy style, man. I finally bust my nut, man. God damn, it felt good, nigga. And no sooner, man, 3 seconds, man, I pull my fucking dick out, man, and bam, guess who's busting the goddamn bedroom, nigga? The fucking lesbian, nigga, the butch. Scared the fucking piss out of me, nigga. Hell nah, man. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit, man? I'm in this goddamn bedroom, man, on top of this motherfucker, on top of this female, my ex bitch, man, while her lesbian lover is fucking flipping out because I'm digging up in her, man. You know what I mean? Oh my god. She like, I don't believe this. I can't believe you cheating on me. How could you do this? And I'm like, well, I got to go. I'm about to put my clothes on and I'm about to jet. Man, I told Adonis dumbass to dead bolt the motherfucking front door. But the bitch hard headed, she won't goddamn listen, man. Well, not goddamn. So that's where I just came from, man. That shit was crazy, the motherfucker. That motherfucker. Man, them goddamn lesbian, butch, top, dyke motherfucking bitches, man, they nuts, man. You know, they always trying to prove they manhood, man. So, you really gotta watch them bitches, man. Them motherfuckers, they'll try and shoot you, cut you, stab you, all kind of shit, just to prove, you know, that they got some thug in them and shit. So, man, I couldn't believe that shit, man. I just got done skeeting up in that good ass pussy, too, man. And bam, she kicks the fucking door in, like, boom. I'm goddamn stum laying in the bed naked with this bitch. Like, bitch, what the fuck, man? Oh, hell nah, man. So, hey, well, that's not really what this goddamn shit is about today, man. I'm gonna speak on this dog, Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter shit and all this nigger shit. And I'm gonna give y'all my goddamn perspective on it, man. You know what I mean? I'm gonna switch gears on y'all niggas. Oh my God, man. Y'all gotta give me a chance to wind down though, cause man, I just had some good pussy, man. That man, LaDonna, that pussy just off the fucking charts, man. It's just the best. I love it, man. And you know, I think I caught most of that shit on video, man. So I may not even post that video for another goddamn 6 months. But I think y'all gonna see a little something on that video. I don't know if I push the stop button or the pause button. That I mean, I was just trying to get my motherfucking shit on, man, because I ain't taking nair bitch lightly. You know? Shit. Fuck. I'm big and I'm, you know, I can defend myself, but man, bullets, it's kind of hard to goddamn defend yourself against them motherfuckers. So you don't never know what the fuck a bitch thinking, man. I just had to get my goddamn clothes on, get ready for battle, just in case this bitch flipped out, nigga. Anyway, back to the goddamn Dog Chapman shit. I'm gonna talk about that, get my spill on it, my little philosophy, man. I ain't here to defend the motherfucker, and I ain't here to persecute the motherfucker, because actually I really don't give a fuck what he say. I don't give a fuck what now white person says when it comes to the word nigger. Do you know why? Well, let me clue y'all in on a little something, man. It's something called power, nigga. Power. There's power in words, but there's only power in words if you lend credence to the motherfucking words. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you a little case example. Let's say I, as a black man, I go up to a white man and I look him in his fucking eye and I be like, "You fucking nigger." Or let's say I, as a black man, go up to a China man and say, "You fucking nigger." More likely the white man and the China man gonna kind of scratch their head and look at me like, "The fuck is your problem?" You know what I'm saying? They're not really gonna get offended by that, and they're not gonna get upset about it. You know why? It's a little secret that y'all may not know. Chinese people and European people don't see themselves as niggers. Yeah, that's a newsflash for y'all. Y'all don't really understand that concept, I don't think. But a white man and a China man is not going to get mad if they hear the word nigger, because they do not identify with that word. They do not see themselves as niggers. But we got black folks walking around this motherfucker, right, talking about, you know, the kings and queens of Africa and the Nubians and the greatness of the African cultures and da da da, and how, you know, we're the first builders of the civilizations and all this kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? But yet we still get upset when we hear the word nigger. Now I want y'all to think about that psychologically. Let's fuck with the psychological implications of that shit. Why do black people get mad when they hear the word nigger? I know why they get mad when they hear the word nigger, because they see themselves as niggers, nigga. That's right. Black folks identify with the word and they see themselves as niggers. Now, let's say a white person comes up to me, Big Mike, the Fat Mac, the almighty motherfucker 3XL, and says, "You fucking no good goddamn scumbag nigger." Now, this may come as a shock to y'all motherfuckers, right? But I really don't give a fuck if anybody calls me nigger. Do you know why I don't give a fuck if someone calls me nigger? Because I don't identify with the word nigger. Because I do not see myself as a nigger in any way, shape, form, motherfucking fashion. I don't. I don't identify with it. You can't hurt me with the word, because I'm not connected to the motherfucker, man. I do not give white folks power. I don't give anybody motherfucking power over me to push my buttons, put batteries in my motherfucking back with goddamn words, nigga. I don't. I just don't, man. I do not see myself as a nigger, man. So only people who have a deep psychological connection, who actually see themselves as niggers, will get upset when they hear the word nigger. Case in point, like I said, if you call a white man a nigger and a China man a nigger, they're not going to goddamn get bent out of shape, because they do not identify with the word. They're not connected to it in any way, shape, or form. So you can't hurt them with it. But you can hurt black folks with it, because they see themselves as niggers. No matter how hard they may try and deny it, no matter how hard they might try and goddamn put window dressing on the motherfucking situation, black folks have this deep, dark fucking chasm, this hole in their motherfucking soul where they see themselves as no good, dirty, rotten niggers. And that's why they get upset when they hear the motherfucking word. But you can't hurt me with it, nigga. You know why? Because I'm motherfucking Big Mike, the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL. I was born to do big shit, nigga. I was born to rule, motherfucker. So if anybody comes to me and calls me a fucking nigga to my face, it don't register, man. And I can prove it, motherfucker, because I've been in that situation a couple of times. I've had motherfuckers call me nigga to my face. Now, this is the fun part. This is the part where I probably lose you motherfuckers, man. This is the part where I probably goddamn get you scratching your head, and I may seem to contradict myself, but you gotta watch the flow. Watch the flow, nigga. Check this out. One time, a redneck, when I was in the military, called me a nigga to my face. And I busted that motherfucker in his mouth. What's that you say, Mac? You say you busted him in his mouth, but just a minute ago you said the word don't hold no power over you. Well, I don't understand it. You're contradicting yourself, dog. No, nigga, listen to what I'm telling you, man. You ain't listening to what I'm saying. The motherfucker came to my face, called me a nigga to my motherfucking face, man. And I straight blasted that motherfucker in the grill. Now, why did I do that? Okay. I'm gonna lose some niggas right here because, hey man, this is fucking basic psychology 101, nigga. Basically, he got smashed in his goddamn face because of the intent of the word. Yes, it was it wasn't the word itself. It was the intention of the word. So if he would have came to me and if he would have called me a cocksucker or asshole or baby raper or any sort of fucking word that was meant to slur me, he would have got smashed in his grill irregardless. It wasn't because he called me nigger, motherfucker. It's because he was trying to be cute. So I had to motherfucking blast this motherfucker in his grill, man. It wasn't because of the word. And I can prove it's not the word. How can you say that, Big Mike? Mac, I don't understand. You're losing me, Mac. You're losing me, nigga. Because look, I got motherfuckers in the hood, Caucasian like a motherfucker, use the word nigga freely around me. They call themselves niggas. They call me nigga all day, every day, and I don't get upset. Do you know why? Cause the word nigga has no power over me. The only way the motherfucker would get smashed in the face is the intent of the word. It's not about the fucking word, nigga. It's about the intention. So I wish y'all niggas would just fucking grow the fuck up, man, and stop getting all bent out of shape when a motherfucker just say nigga. I wish that y'all would just look at the shit for what it is and goddamn focus on the intent. What is the intention of the individual saying the word? That's what y'all need to do, man. Stop getting all bent out of shape. Stop letting motherfuckers put a battery in your goddamn back if they say nigga. Alright? It ain't about the word. The word has no power, nigga. It has no power. It's the intention of what you say. So if I smack a motherfucker in his face because he's calling me a nigga, man, it's not because I'm upset because he's calling me a nigga. It's because I know what his intentions is. His intention is to disrespect me. And so you can replace that nigga word with any other slur. You know what I mean? And he's still gonna get smacked in his goddamn face. Right? Are y'all following me here? Are we getting somewhere here, okay? So like I said, if he calls me an asshole, punk motherfucker, dick sucker, cocksucker, fucking faggot, you know, punk bitch, whatever, he's gonna get smashed in his grill. He's gotta get dealt with. The motherfucker got to see, man, hey, look, respect me, motherfucker. I'm a grown-ass goddamn man, man. So, conversely, if someone comes to me, gives me a pound, looks me in my eye with affection and say, what's up, my nigga? And he's white and he's Caucasian, I'm not gonna be mad. I'm not gonna be upset. Because I understand his intent. His intent is to greet me as a brother and to show me some motherfucking love. Man, did I lose y'all niggas on that? I probably did. So, I'm just saying, Dog the Bounty Hunter, I don't know what the fuck this nigga, I don't know him. From his show, I mean, he does all that Jesus shit, you know, and he prays with the ice heads and, oh, brother, I'm going to pray with you. And we're going to, I mean, personally, I really don't trust motherfuckers that's really religious like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, the settlers, when they came over here with that religion shit, you know, they use that to try and enslave and goddamn indoctrinate and just, you know, destroy black folks' culture. You know what I'm saying? They made them into slaves and shit. So, that's getting off track. Excuse me. Let me get back. Let me get my bearings back. But basically, I don't know what the fuck this motherfucker's mind, where his mind is at, man. I don't know. I don't know if he meant it derogatory. I don't know if he. I don't. I'm not in his house, so I don't know. Basically, you know what kind of shit he's on when he's saying nigger. You know what I mean? I mean, he's saying this nigger thing in the on the, what's that? The tape recording of the phone conversation and shit. And I mean, I really didn't get too bent out of shape because I really couldn't tell if the motherfucker was being derogatory or not. Maybe I don't know. So I really have no say so in it whatsoever. I wish his show would come back on because basically I don't really appreciate not being able to say what the fuck you want to say, how you want to say it. Yeah, I'm not really on that shit, man. You know what I mean? If he got an opinion, if he don't like black folks or whatever, and if he let the word nigga come out of his mouth and then they take his goddamn show, nigga, I mean, what's the stop? I mean, where do it fucking end, man? You know what I mean? That's like tyranny, man. That's like totalitarianism and shit. The next stop is porn, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because we up in this motherfucker because we use slurs like bitch and hoe. So just because we use the term bitch and hoe in the porn industry, gotta shut it all down. Sound kind of ridiculous? No, it's not really that ridiculous, man. Basically, I would like to direct my brethren, those who are literate, who read. I know that's kind of like a bygone pastime, reading fucking books and shit. But I would like to direct my brethren to a book called George Orwell's 1984. It's a brilliant fucking piece of work, man. It's beautiful. It's like, in this book, man, you know, the government was trying to control the people. And the way they controlled the people was through basically coming up with a language. It was called newspeak and doublespeak, and yeah, I think it was newspeak and shit. So basically what they was doing, it was trying to eliminate as much words out of the English vocabulary as possible. They were trying to dwindle down the dictionary to just fucking one page if they could, you know what I mean? They had one word, and one word would mean 8, 9, 10 different things and shit, you know what I mean? Double plus good, what the fuck was some other, you know, they just had some crazy ass goddamn vocabulary, man. And the way that they was controlling the people was through the vocabulary. And they basically tried to do away with the language, period. And the whole concept of a perfect society was a society that didn't use hardly any words at all. And so that's basically what's happening with the politically correct movement. They're trying to get rid of every fucking word you can imagine, man. You can't say this, can't say that, don't say this, don't say that. Regulating your speech, regulating your behavior. So if you can regulate a motherfucker's speech, you can regulate and dictate behavior, right? And so some motherfuckers thinking, well, you gotta regulate and dictate nigger, all right? But then they fail to realize, man, well, where does it fucking end? Where does it stop, man? Where does it goddamn stop? If I don't defend the right for Dog Chapman, the motherfucking bounty hunter, to say what the fuck he wanna say, right, then, I mean, who's next? Who's next in line to get bumped the fuck off? Right? Yeah, I could be fucking next, man. You know what I mean? That's the same shit that happened over there in goddamn Germany, man. Motherfuckers was just sitting around twiddling their fucking thumbs while the Jews was getting fucking whacked. You know what I mean? So, shit, if somebody would have stood up and said, nah, we not having this shit, man, who knows, maybe the Holocaust wouldn't have happened and shit. But good men sitting around doing nothing when other people are getting tyrannized, man. And that's what's happening with this dog motherfucker. He being tyrannized for goddamn having a fucking opinion, for running his fucking mouth and saying what the fuck you want to say. Now, like I said, I'm not defending this motherfucker, right? Because I don't know him, I don't know his fucking intent, but I do defend his right to say what the fuck he got to say because I'm in the free speech goddamn movement myself. If I can't defend this motherfucker, right, then who's going to defend me when they come for the pornographers? Well, you can't just, you can't compare the pornography with racial. Yes, you can, man. Yes, you can. Shit. Like I said, it's all about intent. What was Dog's intent when he said that shit, man? Does he really hate black folks? Do any of you motherfuckers really know? I don't know. All I'm saying is, I defend the right for any motherfucker to say what the fuck he gotta say. You know what I mean? Without being harassed and without being fucked with by the government and shit. And I don't think the government is fucking with him. I basically think that, of course, I believe A&E canceled his show. Man, that's a tough break, man. You know, that's, man, that's money out that motherfucker's pocket, nigga. He stick a fork in him, nigga. He's done. That motherfucker's done, man. Shit. He ain't coming back from that shit, man. But like I said, it's him today. It could be me tomorrow. Because motherfuckers don't like the words that I'm fucking using. Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. But anyway, I just like to reiterate, stop letting white folks put batteries in your back by saying nigga. Stop giving white folks power in that word to fucking goddamn push your goddamn buttons. Nigga, it's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. That's why I dig what's happening with today's youth and shit, you know what I mean? Where you take the word, you know what I mean? We covered this shit ad nauseum, man, about the difference between N-I-G-G-A or N-I-G-G-E-R. You know, it's a dead fucking horse, man. But you know, the youth have taken the nigga word and shit, and it's basically it's benign, really, man. It really, it's not bad and it's not good. I mean, a cat could come up to me in the streets and he could be like, "What's up, nigga?" Well, I mean, it just all depends on how he's saying it, man. It could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. I might be out here in the streets and shit, and some nigga might come up to me because I done fucked his baby mama on video, and he might be like, "Nigga, what's up, nigga?" Hey, that's not good. No, that's not. That's, you don't want to be in a situation where a nigga run up on you screaming nigga like that. That's a bad nigga. That's not good. No. So, I mean, like I said, it's all based on intention, man. A black man can come up to you and say nigga to your face also and be a derogatory, man. Shit. So, like I said, man, cut some of these white folks some slack. Y'all confusing the fuck out the white folks, man. Okay, I know. Man, they should already know, bro. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be in the family, man, if you say that shit. You know what I'm saying, man? You can't. Man, they should just already know, man. They should know better, know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Man, whatever, man. Stop confusing the white folks, man. Don't be going around tossing the nigga word around and shit, man, because around the white folks, because then they gonna get comfortable with the motherfucking shit. They gonna try and fit in, they gonna try and show love, and they gonna say nigga, and then you gonna get all bent out of shape, you know, even though he didn't mean no harm by it, even though it was just something that, you know, hey, I thought everybody said, I thought I was cool, I thought I was, man, please, lighten the fuck up, please, man, it ain't that goddamn deep, man. So I just want to tell all the white folks, just err on the side of caution. I would suggest that you don't say it at all. You know, because most black folks don't have the progressive mind state that the Fat Mac does. See, I'm a man of reason. I'm a very rational man. And most Negroes today aren't dealing with rationalism. They're dealing with emotionalism. They're just, you know, just pissed off. Just want to just be mad and angry and, you know, the white man held me down, that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? So just don't even get into the quagmire of the bullshit, man. Don't even say it. Just, you know, sit back, relax, enjoy the fucking show, man. Don't even entertain saying the shit, because you might be around 5 or 6 black folks. 5 of the motherfuckers may not trip, but there may be one nigga out there, man, that just, he got a wild hair up his ass, and he's gonna punch you in your goddamn face, man. You know what I mean? He said nigga, he said, you know, that's gonna give him a license to wanna fucking beat your ass and fuck. And he may get away with it, you know, in today's politically correct climate and shit. Hey, he just might get away with that shit because, hey, you committed a hate crime when you call him a nigger. So it's okay if he punches you in the goddamn face. This shit is interesting. I'm kind of digging how the tables have turned a little bit. But this is George Orwellian, man. This is 1984 at its best, man. The whole politically correct movement is designed to basically take away vocabulary. So when you fuck around and you eliminate words, you basically eliminate action, man. You eliminate free fucking thought, man. Because basically words are the building blocks of every fucking society, man. Of all civilizations. And that's how you control people, man. That's how you control their thoughts, by controlling their fucking words, man. And that's why I'm kind of alarmed at this shit. That's why I just can't ride with all the other niggas on the planet and be like, oh, he just shouldn't have said it. He just shouldn't have said it. I'm not on that shit, man. I believe that words should be words, and motherfuckers should be able to express themselves how the fuck they want to express themselves, man. You know what I mean? Now, if you're getting this goddamn TV show took or whatever, because motherfuckers boycotting and all that kind of shit, all fair and love and war, man. You know what I mean? Shit, that's how black folks need to do it. You know, if you really been out of shape about this motherfucker because you think that he don't like you, like because he using racial slurs and shit, hey, that's how you do it, man. You put a sanction on a motherfucker, okay? That's how it goes, man. Shit, but I'm just tired of this alarmist ass shit, man. I'm tired of this beating of the dead horse with motherfuckers talking about nigger, and you know, that shit don't fucking faze me, man. I don't give a fuck about that shit, man. Out here making this goddamn money, man. The fuck? Never goddamn, oh shit. Hello? Hello, yeah. Hold on. Hello?
Hi.
Okay, what's up?
Nothing, I was calling to tell you that I can't fuck with you no more.
This is LaDonna?
Yeah.
You can't fuck with me no more?
I can't hear you.
Hold on. Yeah, you said you can't fuck with me no more? Okay, and what aspect? Oh, okay, well, hey, shit, that's understandable, shit, you know, shit, I mean, you gotta keep peace in your house, so, if that's what it takes to do that, you know what I mean, fuck, like I said, I always wanted you to be happy, and I don't want no fuck shit going down in your house and shit, you know what I mean, so, man, you know, I was kind of expecting that probably to happen anyway, you know what I mean? Yeah, you okay? Oh, shit. But you, well, we can still talk though, right? Okay then. Well, that's all that matter to me. As long as, you know, we can rap still and shit. Fuck. Well, I assume we probably can't even see each other now too, because she'll probably be thinking that we fucking if we see each other and shit. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Fuck. Mm-mm-mm. I swear, man. I knew that was gonna happen. Damn. You crying? You alright? Okay. Well. Alright, babe. Bye bye. Hell nah. That was LaDonna telling me that we can't fuck around no more because her lesbian lover put the smack down on her, I guess, and told her, man. Hey man, I can't write this shit, nigga. I can't write this shit. It gets no crazier than this, man. The life of a fucking adult porn webmaster, motherfucker. Ain't this a bitch? Damn, she said, I can't fuck with you no more. We can't fuck no more. Well, let me put it to y'all like this. If you believe for one moment that she ain't gonna creep and she ain't gonna fuck, you out of your goddamn mind, shit. She's gonna creep and she's gonna fuck when she wants to. She just waiting for the goddamn shit to blow over, man. You know what I mean? And it's not like I'm pressed anyway because I'm over LaDonna now. I will admit, yes, I was fucked up for a minute. But shit, nigga, all good things come to an end, and I'm no longer fucking under the bitch's spell, and I got other bitches waiting in the wings to fuck with me and shit. But like I told other motherfuckers recently, my new bitch is my goddamn website, nigga. You know what I'm saying? No more relationships with none of these bitches, man. I'm gonna ride or die, crash and burn with motherfucking MaxCity.com, nigga. You know what I mean? No more fucking hoes. No more cupcaking with bitches, nigga. I'm just goddamn, I'm gonna handle my biz with my goddamn website, nigga. So, fuck. All the bitches beware. I will be goddamn handling my business, and I'll be running through hoes like a fucking freight train and shit. But yeah, still, I still love my bitch, LaDonna. Ain't that, that shit ain't never gonna end, man. You know what I mean? Always gonna love my bitch. Once Big Mike, the Fat Mac, love you, you know what I'm saying? That's some real love, man. It ain't some shit that I can just fucking turn the fuck off. But you still ain't gonna goddamn play me and shit. And you still ain't gonna goddamn play me like some goddamn sack, some motherfucking fool. You know what I mean? But she got a lot of learning to do, but she gonna fuck with me again, man. Shit. Ain't no fucking way she ain't get, man, she can't stay away from this motherfucker Fat Mackin', nigga. She still calling me, nigga. Fuck. You know, sometimes when we meet, it's bad. Sometimes we meet, it's good. You know, she just, the bitch just crazy, nigga. Fuck. Love is still the same. But anyway, that's been another installment of the Max City Chronicles. This is the Fat Mac motherfucker signing off, man. Thank you for visiting the Max City Chronicles, Max City Limits, man. Visit MaxCity.com. Go ahead, holler at my nigga Mr. Wrigley, MrWrigleyShow.com, and the Whole Flipper Network. And black folks, stop letting motherfucking white folks put the battery in your back by dictating your, should I say, your character, or basically telling you what the fuck you are and all this kind of shit. Like I said, nigga, call me a nigga all day. It really don't register, motherfucker. I'm a goddamn king, motherfucker. Shit, don't matter. But if you come in my face, goddamn, trying to be ill, nigga, and trying to disrespect me, like I said, don't really matter what word you use, motherfucker. You can't get your cranium cracked. Shit, man. I hope y'all understood that. But I'm about to go because this shit's running long. I'm gonna holler at y'all later, man. I'm out. Peace.
Upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again. Radio station is WGAP.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers, and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Say it loud. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, the bigger the lockdown, the bigger the bill. Say it loud.
In this song.
Don't believe.